You love playing chamber music, don't you? You guest very frequently with the Amadeus Quartet.
Yes.
And you formed your own piano quartet for a while.
Well, I didn't form it. It was in the sad period when Schnabel died. And he had been part of a very distinguished quartet with Sighetti, the violinist, Primrose, the viola, and Fournier, the cellist. And they were giving a whole series of recitals. And so I took over from my great and revered teacher. It was, well, I think, one of the greatest honors I've ever received. And then we did play a lot of chamber music at the Edinburgh Festival. And in London, I remember, we played for some charity. I think part of Devon was badly flooded. And we gave a concert in the festival hall, and we played all three Brahms piano quartets in one evening. I think it went on till midnight. Or
and enjoyed yourself hugely.
Enjoyed ourselves. Sure. Yes, I of course love to play chamber music. I mean, I don't feel there's any difference between playing chamber music and any other kind of music. And it was Schnabel who pointed out, with the usual sort of paradox that he loved, he said, when you play solo, you should play more chamber music, which he meant you should pay more attention to inner voices and basses and play with... Well, play it like chamber music.
That's a splendid way of putting it.
Yes, and I think you can hear it in his playing all the time.
Number six, what's that?
Well, for the next two recordings, I should like to have reminders of my two greatest teachers, the two greatest artists among my teachers, and they were both great pioneer spirits. So for number six, I would take von der Landowska, who, after all... At that time, the harpsichord was a very much neglected instrument, and her magisterial playing of it certainly brought it to the forefront of all our musical lives again. And I don't think I know anything more stirring than her performance of the great Passacaglia of Couperin. And I think I would like to have that. It would also remind me of the long, long hours of laborious but absolutely invaluable study that I had with her in her house on the outskirts of Paris. I think I dropped out of the musical world also for a period to study with her for about a year, 6 months or a year. And she really taught me how to work. And those are the people to whom one owes most, I think, because knowing how to work brings you freedom.
Von der Landowska playing the Couperin Passacaglia. Now, you've talked about your gardening, Sir Clifford. I see that you list swimming as another of your favourite occupations. Both these skills would be very useful on your desert island.
Well, my swimming wouldn't help me at all, because it's just a gentle breaststroke.
Well, you could cultivate, at any rate. Have you ever done any fishing?
No, I can't follow fishing through to its end, you see. It's all very lovely to throw out a line and,
yes,
and tickle along like that. But then when you've got to deal with the dirty work at the end...
It gets a bit sordid.
I can't... That's not my way.
Would you try to escape?
Yes, but not in the way you... not in the way you think I would.
I see. Yes.
And I'm afraid that does bring me to one of your later questions, my way of escape. Do you mind if I answer that a little later in the program?